Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning. Yes, this is the ocean schism, and that is the ocean behind us. You just can't see it. Super foggy this morning. I love foggy days. Reminds me of my youth in California, in Santa Cruz, the Monterey Bay area. We lived up in the hills a little bit, and the fog would, you could see it rolling along the coastal plain and then up to the mountains, and it would just overtake your house. And then in the mornings it would burn off. So it's just beautiful, the foggy morning here in Cocoa Beach. Hey, Pat. Hey, Harold. Glad you could join us. Dan Barta, praying for you. Good morning, Ted and Jamie and Theo and Thomas. Hope you're all doing well. Beautiful morning here today. Hey, it's kind of cool. We announced yesterday that we have our Catholic Spiritual Ammo Kits available, and people are ordering them. They're pretty cool. It's a plastic ammo kit, a regular ammo kit, and in there it has Fulton Sheen's Prayer Warrior prayer book, the little one, pocket one. We have a single decade rosary that bikers like to hang from their vests or just cool to keep in your pocket. Hi, Christine. We have my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. Cast member Long Ride Home t-shirt. We got a Long Ride Home coffee mug. Just a cool thing. So it's like it's an ammo kit. It's a great gift to give to a man. Hey, Bill Gassaway. Good to see you, man. Bill is, I always forget his position. He's an officer. I think he's a sergeant or captain or something. Hey, I'm not good at remembering that. Up in Georgia, a biker, formerly police trooper. So great to have you on board with us today, Bill. Hey, Tony, good to see you. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today. In paragraph 245. Oh, I also want to ask you guys to pray for my father. He's not doing well. He's 92. He fell and broke his leg about... He sprained his ankle and he was in a cast, and then he broke his leg a month later as the ankle was healing, and now he's in the hospital. It looks like maybe he had a subdural hemorrhage when he fell, so he's ailing quite still. So, and he's coming in and out of consciousness because of the medications, and his blood pressure is a mess. So really pray that you pray for my father, Greg. He's a deacon in the Catholic Church. He's 92 years old. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The forgotten member of the Trinity. And it's because the Holy Spirit sends our attention to the Father and to the Son and doesn't draw attention to himself. But I'm a member of the Benedictine Monastery on the north shore of Oahu. I'm an oblate. And the name of that monastery is Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit Monastery. This is the age of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us when he ascended to his Father. The Father sent him through the Son, and the Father and the Son sent them to us. So pray to the Holy Spirit. I remember once someone told me about 10 years ago that I was great friends with the Holy Spirit. So don't forget to say, I love you, Holy Spirit. You know, you say, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Father. Say, I love you, Holy Spirit. He's right there. ready to fill you with His power, ready to fill you with the special charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit, the discernment of spirits, the extensive prophetic understanding, the gift of tongues, the gift of healing, the gifts of miracles. Those weren't just for 2,000 years ago. Those are for this very day. So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His love, His power, His joy, and His charisms. The apostolic faith concerning the Spirit was confessed by the Second Ecumenical Council at Constantinople. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. This is from the Nicene Creed. By this confession, the Church recognized the Father as the source and the origin of the whole divinity. But the eternal origin of the Spirit is not unconnected with the Son's origin. It's going to get heavy, you guys. Christophe Bergeron, bonjour, mon ami. Oh, I long to be in Biarritz with you. Love Biarritz. I think about being there so many times and how gracious you were. You're one of the first people I met there when we went to surf contests there. And now it's been over maybe 12, maybe 8 to 10 years since I've been home, been to Biarritz where I lived for a brief time. So I'm hoping to bring Cindy to France on one of our pilgrimages and spend some time in Biarritz on our way to Lourdes. So love you, Christophe. Say aloha to anybody there that may remember us. Hirofumi, welcome to the Ocean Sunrise Catechism. So the Holy Spirit, but the eternal origin of the Spirit is not unconnected with the Son's origin. This gets pretty deep now. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, is God, one and equal with the Father and the Son, the same substance and also of the same nature. Yet He is not called the Spirit of the Father alone, but the Spirit of both the Father and the Son. The Creed of the Church from the Council of Constantinople confesses, with the Father and the Son He is worshipped and glorified. When you read church history, you see how significant these two councils were in defining and clarifying our faith to prevent the Arian heresy from dominating the church. It took the Arians at some point had taken over most of the churches, and our bishops had been cast out, Athanasius and others. But the Pope stood strong, when the council came together of all the bishops, it was reaffirmed that the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That Jesus is all God and all man, that His mother, therefore, is Theotokos, God-bearer. So, in other words, the mother of God, because Jesus Jesus isn't the highest created being, He is eternally, He is not the highest created being, rather He is eternally begotten of the Father. And the early church fathers taught that the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. The Latin tradition of the Creed confesses that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, filioque. The Council of Florence in 1438 explains, the Holy Spirit is eternally from the Father and the Son. He has His nature and His subsistence at once, simul, where we get the word similar. He has His nature and subsistence at once from the Father and the Son. He proceeds eternally from both of them as one principle and through one spiration. In other words, like one breath. And since the Father has through generation given to the only begotten Son everything that belongs to the Father, except being the Father, the Son has also eternally from the Father, from whom He is eternally born, that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Son. I need to read this again. This is really significant. Hi, Judy. Hey, Jane. Aloha. I want to read this. This is really heavy, significant what was the benefit of the heresies, the Gnostic heresy, the Arian heresy, the Pelagian heresies, and all of the heresies through the years, has been that it forced the church to clarify and dig deep, to really delve into deeper understanding of the revelation in the tradition, so we get a full understanding. Live chat. I'll see what I can do about that, Jane. Thank you. I thought that had been set up. Maybe it got turned off. I'll see what I can do about that, Jane. It's a good idea. So let's read this again. The Latin tradition of the Creed confesses that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Council of Florence in 1438 explains, the Holy Spirit is eternally from Father and Son. He has His nature and subsistence at once from the Father and the Son. He proceeds eternally from both as from one principle through one spiration. And since the Father has through generation given to the only begotten Son everything that belongs to the Father, except being the Father, the Son has also eternally from the Father, from whom He is eternally born, that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Son. So Jane is referring to our YouTube channel. It's a pretty substantial channel. We have around 1,000 videos up there, including the entire Ocean Sunrise Catechism from the prior 3-year term that we went through. All of my radio shows, when we're on our pilgrimages, little fun stuff that Cindy and I have. So go to YouTube and subscribe to the Bear Wozniak channel. A lot of our stuff, we do live YouTube. So the minute we go on, you get notified that, hey, Bear and Cindy or Bear is doing a live YouTube. So subscribe to our channel, the Bear Wozniak channel. At the outset, the Eastern tradition expresses the Father's character as first origin of the Spirit by confessing the Spirit as He who proceeds from the Father. It affirms that He comes from the Father through the Son. The Western tradition expresses first the consubstantial communion between Father and Son. By saying that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, it says this, legitimately and with good reason. That's the Council of Florence. For the eternal order of the divine persons in their consubstantial communion implies that the Father, as the principle without principle, is the first origin of the Spirit, but also that as the Father of the only Son, He is with the Son, the single principle from which the Holy Spirit proceeds. Since the Father and the Son are one, then the Holy Spirit must proceed from both of them, not one and then the other, but both. Legitimate complementarity, provided it does not become rigid, does not affect the identity of the faith in the reality of the same mystery confessed. Now, I love the Eastern lung of our church. It's interesting. My own family is Ukrainian Catholic. I have a friend now on Facebook who's a Ukrainian Catholic priest. We're under the authority of the bishop, but of the Pope of Rome, but it's the Ukrainian, I guess you would say, right. And John Paul II really, you know, when you go into the Eastern Orthodox churches, they're not necessarily in full communion with the Pope, some of them. It's just profound, their Mass and things like that. It's very powerful. But John Paul II wrote that we need to breathe with both lungs of the Church, the Western Latin Rite and the Eastern Rite, so that we can get a fuller richness to our faith. The Holy Trinity in the teaching of the faith. Aloha, Christine. Hey, why doesn't everybody text where they are right now? We have people all over the world listening. Even if you're listening on the delayed, if you're watching this after it's been recorded, post up where it is you're listening. So, the Holy Trinity in the teaching of the faith. The formation of the Trinitarian dogma. You know what I think? I think we're going to take a second here, and just slow down. Let's just hang out together for a minute, and and we will start that section next. So many of you know that I'm heading off to Hawaii next week, I think, unless I end up going to see my father. Just going to see how he's doing. But I'm heading home soon. Kevin Sackett, our local bank president, and one of the best, he captures the best photography, some of the best photography anybody has had of me tandem surfing. He seems to not just catch the beauty of the tandem surfing, but he gets these intimate views into my soul, especially when Cindy and I are together. So aloha, Kevin. Yeah, I've been to an Eastern Orthodox Mass in Montenegro, so I know how beautiful their churches are there. It just when you go to Mass at a church in that area, they're so ancient, you know. Chris, glad that you could join us. So it's a foggy day here at Ocean Sunrise Catechism, and we're about to call it for the day. But I wanted to remind you guys to go to deepadventure.com. If you're not subscribing to our newsletters, they're so packed full of stuff. You get the radio show a day early, the video version of the EWTN radio show, the Bear Wozniak Adventure, plus all kinds of content that you can't find anywhere else. So I really encourage you to do that. I also want to remind you, we're not filming any more episodes of Long Ride Home this year because we've got too many in the can already. So I'm opening up my calendar for speaking engagements. So if you want me to come speak, you can contact me through the website too. Okay? Let me let you guys enjoy the beautiful view of the fog. I just remember sailing in, when I had my sailboat, and I lived in California 25 years ago, and sailing in the Channel Islands, and I had my compass and my Loran system, and sometimes the fog would just burst, you know, onto the scene. You would see it rolling and from across the ocean, and suddenly you'd be engulfed in fog. And the key was that you had to stay the course. You had to stick on that compass heading and stay the course. But you also had to keep your ear open for, there's two things you needed to keep your ears open for. The sound of a horn from a big ship, because I was in the Channel Islands, the channel where the big ships would roll through. And as you approached the harbor, you needed to keep an ear open to hear waves breaking against the jetty. And this is what it's like in life. When life becomes a fog, stay the course. When it gets confused and you're not sure, you know, what you should be doing, you know, what can you do to fix things or make things better, and you're in a fog and you're not sure, stay the course. Keep on that compass heading. Stay on the compass heading. That's when you're glad you have a compass. When I had my confirmation group with me in the house 25 years ago, I asked them all, everybody at the same time, when I say three, point which way north is. And when I said one, two, three, they all pointed different directions. And you couldn't take the average of them. When you're paddling, like when I paddled my surfboard across the Kiawe Channel, the 27-mile channel, treacherous, strong current. I wouldn't go to how treacherous, all the things that can go wrong out there. I set my compass. I taped it to my surfboard. And I stayed the course. If I didn't have that compass and I was off just 5 degrees, the next stop would have been Australia, maybe, you know? So in the fog, be thankful we have our compass, stay the course, keep an ear open for the voice of the Holy Spirit, the horn that sounds the direction to the safe harbor, and also keep an ear open for the enemy, to be aware when the enemy's whispering confusion to you. Hey, Robbie. Oh, my gosh. So good to have you here. Robbie's in the house. Aloha, Ray. You guys, we're just checking out, but you can rewind and watch the Ocean Sunrise Catechism. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. I'm just reminding you that Wednesday morning, a week from today, we won't have the show. We won't have it Thursday or Friday probably either. I think what my intention is then is that we'll be in Hawaii. And then the show will be coming on more like around noon or one in the afternoon Eastern time. Okay? In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. May the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. You know, the fog is also like the Shekinah glory of God that would fill the temple. Beautiful to be surrounded by God's glory. You know how you're surrounded by God's glory? Spend time with Him in prayer, Eucharistic adoration, or just meditating with Him, studying His Word, presenting yourself there before Him. Did you know you can get a really bad sunburn in the fog? So even when it seems foggy, the sun's still shining through. And so present yourself to the Lord. Even when you don't feel His presence, He's there. He'll have His impact with you. Love you guys. Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.